Wild Bunch Podcast. Time now for Dr. G and B.I.G.
You got a little more work done, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a tweaking. Maintenance.
On B-103.
All right, welcome back to another edition of Dr. G and B.I.G. on B-103. Let's go ahead and get Dr. Garamone back on the line with us this morning. Dr. G, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning, Big Mama and the Wild Bunch.
What? Dr. Ralph Garamone is a board-certified plastic surgeon, has been voted Southwest Florida's best plastic surgeon and best cosmetic surgeon 7 years in a row with the News Press Readers Poll. You can reach Dr. G when he isn't here at Garamone Plastic Surgery in Fort Myers on US 41. You can also get more information at Garamone.com. Want a private consult? 239-482-1900. You can also join his exclusive text club by texting Dr. G to 797979. Look your best with the best Garamone Plastic Surgery. How's your week been, Doc?
Good. How about you?
I can't complain. Life's pretty good, man. I think we are starting to get into the rotation of life, and things are going good. So that's all. I'm just trying to be positive. Plus, all right, so here we go, Doc. Let's jump right into it. If you have a question for Dr. Garamone, you ever wanted to talk one-on-one with a plastic surgeon, there's a couple of ways you can get your question on with Dr. G. You can text us to the Absolute All text line at 239-765-1039, or you can just call in and go right to the front of the line at 239-765-1039. All right, Doc, plastic surgeons are saying 2020 is the year of Daddy Do-Over. Now, we've talked about this before, but every week when I go in and I do my research for our segment, this story is starting to become more popular, and it's starting to move to the top of the search list, which means a lot more people are talking about Daddy Do-Overs. Are you seeing an increase of men into Garamone plastic surgery?
Absolutely. There's been an increase in men having injectables like Botox and fillers, and there's an increase in men having surgery, and men tend to have body contouring surgery, whether it's liposuction of the abdomen and the flank area, the love handle area, which is a very common area for men to have relatively resistant fat, or their chest. Those are the main areas that I see men having. Occasionally, we'll have men come in for a tummy tuck, you know, after weight loss, like myself, yes. Yeah, or just, you know, from age and some skin laxity, and they want their skin to be tight, you know, because a lot of people are outside in bathing suits and things like that.
I was speaking with a local business owner just yesterday about my surgery with you, and I think a family member of his is getting ready to set a consultation with you. Was asking me about you personally. And I said, if you have ever wanted to think what plastic surgery perfectly would be, go see Dr. Garamone. And I'm not saying that because I've had surgery with him, because in your mind you have seen, because if you've never had plastic surgery or never been a part of plastic surgery, and I want to kind of give you this little endorsement, Doc, before we roll into the question that I already got coming in. You have everything in your mind you think about. You think about all the crazy, like, things you've seen on TV, the goods, the pros, the cons. You don't know what's going to happen. You walk into Garamone Plastic Surgery. It's pristinely clean. It's gorgeous inside. Everybody is super nice to you. Nobody judges anybody, no matter where. No, not at all. You walk in there feeling beautiful before you're even beautiful. Like, yeah. you feel like I walked in there feeling skinny before I was ever skinny. And then you talk about the day of the surgery. The consultation. You meet Dr. Garamone. You don't. It's not like you go, like, all right, I want to get plastic surgery, and like his surgery assistant comes in and is like, well, this is what he is going to do. He comes in and meets each and every one of his patients and goes through the whole consultation with you. And then when you get through the process of actually booking your surgery with all the amazing people that work there, I want to tell you, they got this really cool place that you go to that's like a little living room that he briefs you before you go into surgery. And then the surgery center is right there at Guillermo Plastic Surgery. Super clean, super nice. And I'm telling you, like, if you want to, and that's what I said to this person. The only thing I can tell you is that it is exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that's the way I like it at Guillermo Plastic Surgery.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we work very hard to make everyone's experience comfortable, for one thing. It can be, you know, intimidating for men or women to come in to see a plastic surgeon. And so, you know, our staff is compassionate with regard to that. And like you said, no one's judging anyone for coming in, just trying to make everyone feel comfortable and reach, you know, their
I've actually made goal. Friends from being there. That's what's cool. Like I've made real friends from the people that work there. I think it's just cool. All right, let's get into it. I don't want to leave anybody's questions out, Doc, and we already got them coming in here. If a female gets a breast lift slash reduction, does it change what the nipple will look like? Will it leave scarring? Can they still breastfeed? And what would the cost of something like that be? That's the question coming off the Absolute Law text line. Go ahead.
Well, there's always a scar with plastic surgery, and in most cases, the scar can be hidden. Or, it's concealed in a location like around the nipple where there's a color change. But there's always a scar. We do a number of things to try to have the scars be as minimal as possible. So a breast lift and a reduction are sort of variations of one another. The focus of the reduction is to make the breast smaller, but it incorporates a lift. And I usually tell patients who have a breast reduction that they probably won't be able to breastfeed because we've taken breast tissue away. The nipple otherwise looks the same. We reduce the size of the areola when we do each of those operations, so it's more in continuity with the size of the breast.
And when it comes to something that costs like that, I would just say everyone's different. Get a private consultation now with Dr. Garamone at 239-482-1900.
Exactly. Everyone's surgery is different, and it's difficult to just give a global price, you know, over the phone or the radio.
All right, so I just have to ask, because we touched on this last week, Doc, and I saw this article, and I was like, I got to ask. So one of the articles I saw, plastic surgeons are seeing an influx in this unexpected procedure right now. So, you know, the headline clickbaited me right in, so I click right into the story, Doc, and they're talking about ear adjustments. And we briefly talked about it last week with somebody who had a question off the Absolute Law text line, but are people now, because you're looking face-to-face and all these Zoom conference calls and everything, are you seeing an influx in ear adjustments or not?
I'm not seeing an influx. I mean, I do that procedure. You know, it's a, you know, old plastic surgery procedure to treat mostly kids who have prominent ears. That is, their ears
stick out
a little bit. And so, you know, there's a good, reliable operation to treat that. And I've seen a handful of adults who come in, believe it or not, who, they're tired of it. They live their whole life and they want to change their hairstyle and not
and have their ears poke out their hairstyle. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Now, as far as the Zoom calling and teleconferencing goes, there are patients who come in and, you know, don't like the way they look when they see themselves on the screen. Whether it's FaceTime or Zoom, so that is a thing we see now that we didn't, you know, six months ago.
Exactly. 239-765-1039. What's your question for Dr. Garamone? So, Doc, I'm considering non-surgical fat removal, but when I research it, they just say the cost is lower than liposuction. They don't seem to give a range at all. Do you have any idea what the cost would be to have it done? And what is the process of having it, and what is the experience like?
Well, the cost is going to vary on the amount of fat and the number of areas, because you're paying for essentially each application of the handpiece of the machine.
What machine are we talking about?
We have two methods of treating fat non-invasively. One is cool sculpting, which has been around for a while. It freezes the fat, so to speak. It uses cold to damage the fat cells, and then they're processed away by your body, right?
Yeah.
The temperature affects the fat cells, but it spares the skin, so you don't come out like with frostbitten, damaged skin. Okay.
All right.
And then, you know, it takes a number of weeks for your body to process away those damaged fat cells, and you may need two treatments optimally in each area, or more, depending on how big you are. The other method we have is one of those new machines that I mentioned from InMode. It's called Trim, which uses a different method of heat application to damage the fat cells. And that works well also, and there's a skin tightening component to that machine. Which can be a nice combination treatment. But
how much fat can you lose from one of these non-invasive procedures, Doc? How much? I mean, if you're 40 pounds overweight, can you get that gone? If you're 3 pounds, 5 pounds, how much can you really lose?
If you're overweight, you need to lose weight. None of the things we do as plastic surgeons are weight losing procedures. They're body contouring procedures. You know, in your case, you've lost 60 pounds, but you've still got that love handle.
Yeah.
That's the perfect situation for liposuction, because you're not going to be able to lose that yourself. That fat in that area is very resistant to weight loss. And so that's where liposuction works best. People that are at or close to their ideal body weight, but they got a little bit of fat on the outer thigh or the inner thigh or the abdomen, and you want to treat those areas. The cost for the non-invasive treatments will go up with the number of areas and the number of treatments.
Now,
and then you really need to consider having liposuction, because, you know, liposuction is a one-time treatment in most cases, and you know, you're done. And we make that.
For example, when you get liposuction, you know, you're not going to, I mean, realistically, walking away with a perfect six-pack is not something that happens. It's very trimmed, it's fat, and it's way skinnier than you've ever been. I want to say that. But does that little fat that's left, or whatever it is that it is, could the machines, the non-invasive machines, trim that to closer to a six-pack, maybe with, you know, in addition to the machine that flexes the hell out of your abs, whatever that machine is called?
That's right.
I mean, the combination of the two, could you get rid of that little top layer of fat and rock hard your abs without doing anything? People are thinking the same thing I'm thinking right now.
Yeah.
So what are you telling me, Doc, is after I get liposuction, or even if I just have a little bit of baby fat, can that baby fat be taken away with the machine that freezes or heats it, and then use the other machine that I've been on before, the Cool Tone machine?
To
flex myself up.
That's right. And that's true. You can use it to get more contouring and more definition of the muscle, because obviously liposuction and Cool Sculpting are not going to affect the muscle, but the Cool Tone machine or the new InMode Tone will cause contraction of the muscle for muscle growth, but also local absorption of fat.
Wow.
That's what happens when there's a lot of muscle activity. The muscle will end up getting its energy from the surrounding fat, and you'll lose a little fat at the same time.
How long each one of these procedures, how long do one of these non-invasive procedures take?
Anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, depending on the particular.
Is there any recovery time, downtime? I know there's not with Cool Tone. You walk out of Cool Tone ready to fight somebody.
Right.
Punch me in the stomach. Punch me in the stomach. I'm a badass now.
there's no recovery time with these treatments. There is with liposuction, but not for these non-invasive treatments.
Wow. I'm learning so much today.
Yeah.
Doc, I've heard it's more effective than Botox to get a filler brow lift. I'm sorry. A filler brow lift, I heard that it's more effective than a Botox brow lift, which I've done and wasn't impressed by how subtle the results are. I can't afford a literal brow lift, which is what I want. So short-term solution to lift my brows and the skin off my eyelids. I was considering this. What do you think?
Well, a Botox brow lift requires the patient to have a reasonable amount of tone in the muscle that causes the horizontal lines in the forehead. Mm. That's the muscle that is going to raise the eyebrow. So the idea with a brow lift from Botox is that Botox is a muscle weakener. So you want to weaken the muscles that pull the eyebrow down and create an imbalance in favor of that forehead muscle to raise your eyebrow. If your brow is too low or that muscle isn't strong enough, that isn't going to work for you. And so then, you know, if your brow is truly low, you need a brow lift, unfortunately. It is a more expensive procedure. In some cases, the brow position is okay, but you have excess upper eyelid skin, and you need an upper eyelid operation.
How long is the downtime on that?
For the eyelid surgery, you know, you could certainly go back to work in 5 days. You know, might have a little bit of bruising.
Like, man, you got your ass kicked. Where did you go for 5 days and get your ass kicked, man? You came back with two black eyes.
Little Brownie and Budman are not going to criticize you if you're sitting across from them with two black eyes.
And come back, and they're like, what happened? We're like, Sarah kicked my ass, guys. Well, Dr. G, thanks for being on the show. I learned so much. If you'd like to learn more about some of these non-invasive treatments that we talked about, you can definitely jump onto his website at garamone.com or call for a private complimentary consultation at Garamone Plastic Surgery right there on US 41 at 239-482-1900. You can always join his exclusive text club by texting Dr. G to 797979. Look your best with the best. Garamone Plastic Surgery. Dr. G, always a pleasure. I will see you soon, my friend. You have a great weekend, all right?
You have a great weekend, too. Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Garamone, everybody. Yeah!
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.